And then third down, they've got a pretty pretty extensive blitz package that they use too to try to confuse a lot of guys. So definitely going to be a challenge for us. You know, we spent a lot of time this week kind of going through all the different scenarios, different looks we might get to try to prepare ourselves the best. But you know, the one thing I know about this team, playing them a lot in the past, is you know, you always got to kind of expect the unexpected. You know, there might be a few plays out there that they give you something you haven't seen on tape before, and we've got to make sure that communication is on point, especially being in a loud dome on the road.
Does it get to be a little bit of a guessing game at some point sometimes? More so than you'd like, I guess.
I mean, I think the thing about division games is, you know, both teams tend to know each other's tendencies a little bit more than you might other opponents. So I always think it comes down to just the, you know, the intensity, the physicality, the effort, you know, all the kind of small things that you, you know, might not count on other games to win you big games. But that's what it comes down to. It comes down to really, as cliche as it is, kind of who wants it more, because you know each other so well, who's going to go out there and take a win. So that's kind of what division games are about.
Don Carey was talking earlier in the week. He said it seems like whenever you play Minnesota, afterward you're always a little bit more sore than most other teams. Is this usually a very physical football game when you play the Vikings?
Yeah, I think all the division games are. You know, just because I think it's, like I said, you kind of know each other so well that for whatever reason it comes down to more physical play rather than who's going to out-scheme the other person. So I know back in the day it was a black and blue division. It certainly feels that way today still. I mean, they're always physical games, and a lot of times they come down to, you know, who's got the ball last. So we're going to be prepared for a challenge and definitely a tough physical game.
When an opponent like Everson Griffin comes out and says that Greg Robinson's lazy, do you guys as linemen take that personal when you make a comment on one of the guys you play with?
Not really. I think a lot of guys try to do that just to get you thinking about something that you know you shouldn't be focusing on. So I think everybody was aware of it, but you know, if we're sitting here focused on what they're talking about in their locker room, you know, that takes precious minutes away from our preparation and the things we need to focus on to win the ball game. So we it's just kind of white noise that you ignore.
TJ, a really nice stretch run of the ball toward the end of that Atlanta game. I mean, it started the second half all the way into the fourth quarter. 6 runs, 5 yards or more, couple 11-yard gains for Amir. Do you sense things are slowly starting to get on track with that part of the offensive line?
I think the thing we've talked about the most is probably just consistency. You know, starting fast with the run game, starting strong, not, you know, just waiting until the fourth quarter when guys are a little bit tired to kind of wear them out a little bit. So that's been our main focus, is making sure that what we're doing in the fourth quarter really starts in the first quarter so we can have some sort of consistency with it.